WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
With the COVID-19 pandemic, college life for many freshmen is nothing like they imagined. While some are stuck at home hanging out with their parents instead of new roommates, others live on campus but take classes online. Reporter Adriana Cardona-Magigod brings us the latest on how a few freshmen from the Chicago area are making college work. It's part of a project from WBEZ's education team called 2020 Lessons.
Elizabeth LeBeau has lived on campus now for 3 months at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. College life during a pandemic is all she's used to, and though she knows she's missing a lot, she's loving her new independence.
I can do my laundry when I want to do my laundry. I can leave my room as messy or clean as I want without someone poking their head and being like, you should vacuum.
Life away from her west suburban home in Lombard is new for Elizabeth. She has a small group of friends she hangs out with, including her boyfriend. Elizabeth, who wants to study political science, still has to wear a mask outside her room, and all her classes are now online. If she wants to go to the library, she has to reserve a spot in advance. She also gets tested for COVID twice a week, but she says it's all worth it. Miles away from U of I in sunny Colorado, Ismael Beltran has also been enjoying a taste of independence. His life as a freshman at Colorado College is very different than back in his Chicago Gage Park home, where Ismael lives with a large extended family.
Me, my brothers, my sister, and my two baby cousins, we would all be doing online school, so that would be really bad for, like, Wi-Fi and stuff, and then I don't have a personal space because I share a room.
Living on campus has been good for Ismael, although it hasn't quite matched his expectations. Classes are online, he has to wear a mask when he's out, keep social distance. Despite the sacrifices, he has found a tight-knit group of friends from other parts of the country.
With my friends, we still go out to eat lunch together, we go on walks, we've gone to hike on Red Rocks.
But learning isn't quite the same.
I'm not really able to focus. Like, I'm here more focused than I would be at home. However, I still find myself getting distracted.
Ismael was a straight-A student in high school, but he's finding college to be much harder. It hasn't been easy to keep those high grades. Elizabeth is not a fan of online classes either. Yes, she's doing tons of papers, having discussion forums online, but...
the forum posts are, like, really weird to navigate. So it's like I'm kind of paying to teach myself, basically, which is kind of annoying.
Julia Korsniewski is a freshman at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She chose to stay in her suburban Hoffman Estates home, but can relate to Elizabeth and Ismael. She says professors want them to learn, but online classes feel like constant busy work. She also knows she's missing out socially.
I feel like my dream college experience was just meeting a lot of new people. Going to a university in the city or near the city was always kind of my goal.
Still, Julia is making the best out of her first semester. She wants to eventually attend law school. She's taking 6 classes this fall to get ahead.
For me now, I'm taking the opportunity to just get stuff done. Obviously I'm not paying for dorm fees.
And she wants to be there for her family, even though it's hard. Julia helps her little brother with remote school and her parents around the house.
And I think that sometimes they forget, you know, they'll tell me like, hey, go vacuum upstairs or go dust the house or something like that. And I'm like, I have a class in 15 minutes and I have an essay to write that's due at midnight. So, you know, I have to express to them that just because I'm at home, that doesn't mean that I have all the time in the world to do everything you want me to do.
She plans to attend college remotely in the spring also. To cope with stress and to change her routine, Julia says she likes going on walks with a few friends who are also doing college remotely. Julia and Elizabeth have similar advice for school officials. One, to make a greater effort to connect students with mental health resources.
But one of the biggest struggles that I think a lot of students have had is just with mental health, pretty much feeling alone for a lot of this. And I know some students, they feel selfish for being disappointed with like their college experience and how it wasn't everything that they wanted it to be.
They would also like to see more social events for students, like the drive-in movie UIC hosted recently. Like many students, Elizabeth won't go back to the dorms after Thanksgiving. She's excited to see her family, but knows it's going to be an adjustment.
It's going to be weird coming home, having to explain that, this is where I'm going. I can't just like leave my dorm and go to Taco Bell at 3 a.m. or leave my house because I'll be like, where are you going?
Ismael is spending Thanksgiving in Colorado with friends. He's going home for Christmas, but hopes to go back to Colorado after that. Julia, Elizabeth, and Ismael took different paths this fall, but their experiences have many things in common. Their first semester in college was nothing like they expected, socially and academically. Still, they're set on making it work, despite all the big changes thrown at them by the pandemic. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.